President Obama's nominee for Secretary of Health and Human Services pledged today to work on the problems that Alaskan Medicare cardholders are having in getting doctor's appointments. Kansas Governor Kathleen Sebelius underwent her first round of questioning by a Senate committee this morning. She promised swift action to fix the nation's health care system and said preventative care and universal coverage will be key to reducing long-term costs. Sebelius made her comments before the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, which Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski is a member of. Murkowski brought up the serious shortage of doctors in Alaska that will still take Medicare patients. Medicare is supposed to provide health insurance coverage to Americans age 65 and over once they stop working or who meet other special criteria. But Murkowski said in Anchorage, most providers are no longer accepting new Medicare patients. The main problem is the rate at which doctors are reimbursed.
Because right now, in the largest city in my state, having that Medicare card means nothing if they can't get into a provider, and right now they can't. So what do we do?
Well, Senator, I appreciate your concern, and it is a huge concern and one that I share. Clearly, having a card does you little good if you can't see a doctor can't get the care that has been promised to you by that card.
Sebelius said it's a problem being faced in other parts of the country, often in rural areas, and said she'd like to help resolve it.
I can assure you, if confirmed, I would love to work with you on that.
A recent study by the University of Alaska Anchorage Institute for Social and Economic Research, or ICER, showed only 13 primary care doctors in Anchorage will now see new Medicare patients. The reimbursement to physicians increased on January 1st of this year, but the ICER study showed that that has not had much of an impact. Governor Sebelius asked Murkowski whether the recent reimbursement boost has helped. The senator says she believes it's helping doctors keep patients but not take on new ones.
What we were seeing last year was folks who had gone to the same provider for 10, 15 years. They're fine as long as they don't hit that magic age of 65, but when that birthday rolls around, their doctor tells them, "I'm sorry, I'm not able to see you." We think that we may have stemmed that. That in fact they are willing to keep their existing patients on, but we're not able to add anyone new, which is a very, very serious problem.
Murkowski invited Sebelius to visit Alaska and see the situation for herself. She also invited the nominee to the state to see achievements made in delivering health care through telemedicine. Kathleen Sebelius faces a second confirmation hearing this week before the Senate Finance Committee, but her ultimate confirmation is expected to go smoothly. She is President Obama's second choice for Health and Human Services Secretary. Former South Dakota Senator Tom Daschle dropped out last month after his tax records were scrutinized.